Let's talk about the illusion we all buy into. As a leader, you are not as impactful or as powerless as you think. And for the narcissistic, also powerful types, remember, narcissism is good to a point, but it can fool you. The research says you control about 45% of the outcome. That leaves a big 55% up to chaos, luck, timing, oil prices, pandemics, whatever wild card hits next, or even a presidential tweet to cause havoc. Hey, settle down, I'm a political. There's still such a thing. Is that humbling? Good. It should be. Now, sit down, lean back in your $1,200 plush leather chair in the executive wing, and grab a bib. Here comes some humble pie. Relax, remember, this is satire, kind of. We all want to believe our leadership is the difference maker. But the truth is, on any given day, nature and nurture are both at play. And sometimes they're 100% against you. Some days it's your vision. Some days, it's just the wind at your back, or in your face. Here's the punchline. Anyone who claims it's all nature, all nurture, all them, or all the market is selling you something. They're both right. 100% both ways, maybe. That's the mess. This is where coaching gets real. When things go sideways, and yes, I mean sideways the movie, don't minimize, justify, or rationalize. If you remember the classic line, I am not drinking effin' Merlot. Sometimes leadership is just as stubborn, refusing what doesn't fit our script, even when it's exactly what the moment calls for. You might get away with it once, twice, maybe three times a lady, like Lionel Richie so softly sang, but the truth comes out. People notice. Credibility erodes. Sooner or later, you're left alone with your rationalizations, and not much else. Leadership isn't about pretending you have it all figured out. It's about owning your 45%, being honest about the 55% you'll never control, and refusing to let the smoke and mirrors, yours or anyone else's, define you. You may be telling yourself in your head, this guy does not understand, I am different. I am the anomaly. I will pause to give you time to Google what that is. Ready, let's continue. You know what you may be, but your track record results better show it. But still, the margin is still there. But if you're hearing this and thinking, well, my industry, my specialty, my leadership is different. These numbers don't reflect how unique, special, or indispensable I am. In fact, maybe I'm a rare unicorn. Then I definitely think you should sign up for a coaching session. Because denial isn't just a river in Africa. You might be a little skewed, or heck, maybe even downright distorted, about your amazing abilities. Poke of the day, if you think you're calling all the shots, try living off a forecast of partly sunny with a chance of humility. Remember, owning your 45% is leadership. Blaming the weather is just luck in a tie. So here's to those who finally get it, raise a glass, whatever's in it, Merlot or not. Here's to the leaders who own their share, admit what they can't control, and aren't afraid to toast to both the sunshine and the storms. This is sick leadership, for everyone tired of the illusion, and finally ready for the truth.